Here we go, latest Manchester City headlines, and we'll start with the news that the club have reportedly beaten Barcelona to the signing of Brazil youngster Yann Couto. Manchester City have won the race for him and will sign him in the coming hours after he flew in for a medical. Barcelona were in for the 17-year-old but have withdrawn their interest on the understanding he will join City. That's according to Sport. City are said to have agreed a deal worth €15 million, with 7.5 of that up front and the rest in bonuses and variable add-ons. The under-17 ace has been dubbed the new Dani Alves and is set to stay with Brazilian side Coritiba until the summer when he turns 18. City have yet to make a signing for the first team this month, and despite the issues in defence, Couto looks one for the future. He hinted at a move on Twitter when he posted a tweet with an emoji of a plane and eyes on the 30th of January. And of course, now the club are expecting that deal to be wrapped up. City have Kyle Walker and Jacques Cancelo at right back, although the latter's future is uncertain, although he only joined last summer. Cancelo was one of the stars of the under-17 World Cup last year, and with Brazil won in the final against Mexico. Moving on then into other news, and it doesn't look like it'll be a busy one for Man City apart from that other deal, with Guardiola insisting that it's, of course, not the ideal time. He said, "I look at the decision. We couldn't invest in the summer. Why do you have to invest in December? I like my squad. We have problems with injuries, but we have the chance to like it happen with more with a Laporte, and for a long time we could do it, but that is not the position. I think the market does not give us that opportunity, and I do not want to do that." And finally then into other news, and with the Manchester Derby, and police and the Football Association are investigating a number of alleged incidents of crowd disorder during Wednesday's Derby clash between City and United.